I can think of nothing worse than seeing your son go off to war. I'd rather go myself. I can honestly say that. Honestly, I can. I would rather go to war myself than send Matthew. Ask any mother and she'll tell you exactly the same. I'd go as I am, in the clothes on my back now. No weapon or armour. Just so he could stay at home. Safe. When he said, "Mum, I'm joining the army," my heart sank. It really did. Like a stone. A great big stone sinking in my soul. I mean, he's always loved guns, don't get me wrong. Well, what boy doesn't? It's just normal, isn't it? Me and Jeff would have worried if he hadn't played armies. Anne's son never wanted to and he ended up an interior designer, and what good's that to anyone? No, our Matthew was a perfectly normal little boy. Guns and explosions and all the bad guys from Dad's endless tales. He was always so happy running about, saving the world. He says he still is. But this isn't pretend. It's real. They're real. I told Matthew about Sheila's son, the one who went off to Sierra Leone or some such place and never came back. He wasn't in the army, he was an aid volunteer. It's completely different, is all I get. It is different, I tell him. You've got a great big gun. They've got even more reason to shoot you. I mean, they went after poor Sheila's Simon and he only had a collection tin or whatever it is they're giving out there. Poor Sheila was devastated. And well, what'd you say to her? Bad luck, I suppose. And what you really want to say is that poor Simon makes it less likely that my Matthew's going to get shot. Because it's one more for the casualties chart, isn't it? So one less space for my Matthew. It's the politicians I really can't stand. I know it's a strong word, but I hate them. I really do. It's their war. Let them go, not my Matthew. It's like someone ordering a big wheel of Stilton for a conference and then making everyone else who works with them eat it. And Stilton, well, it's not for everybody, is it? My Matthew hates it. I say to him, "You wouldn't eat Stilton for them, Matthew, so why go to war for them?" And then he gets angry and tells me I'm old and stupid and an effing mentalist. I don't even know what one of those is. When I ask, he just says it's someone who says that Stilton is the same as war. And it's not. Of course it's not, I know that. I'm just trying to make him see. Make him understand. But I always drop it when he starts swearing. It's bad enough having a son going to war, but I'll be damned if I'm sending an angry one. Angry ones are the ones that make mistakes.